to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think there's the possibility, the prospect, that diplomacy may de-escalate the situation, and we may be able to move towards what has always been our goal, which is let the Ukrainians make their own decisions about their own lives. There was a meeting in Geneva, representatives of the Ukrainian government, the Russian government, the EU, as well as the United States. It was a lengthy, vigorous conversation. We have put in place additional consequences that we can impose on the Russians if we do not see actual improvement of the situation on the ground. And we are coordinating now with our European allies. My hope is that we actually do see follow through over the next several days. But I don't think, given past performance, that we can count on that. And we have to be prepared to potentially respond to what continue to be efforts of interference by the Russians in eastern and southern Ukraine.
There's President Obama commenting on the meeting late in the week that seemed to forge an agreement to de-escalate the situation between Russia and Ukraine. And as it turns out, Russia and Ukraine, number one this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. Here we go with another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This one is the chart for the week of April 14th to the 18th, 2014, running down the top talk hits determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is inside Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, all the information that's going on in the talk radio industry. At number 10, Major League Baseball, the new baseball season, who's winning, who's losing, coverage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 9, Stephen Colbert replacing David Letterman. Michael Bloomberg, number 8 on the countdown. The Boston Marathon foolishness, all of the hoopla about the anniversary. That is number 7. Kansas City neo-Nazi slang, number 6. The IRS, Department of Justice Tea Party connection, number 5. The 2016 presidential race, number 4. Tax Day, number 3. Obamacare, number 2. And the situation that exists between Russia and the Ukraine seems to be the number one item this week on our talk radio review. So let us work our way through that. Here on CNN, Jake Tapper talks to correspondents Nick Patton-Walsh and Elise Labat about reports that Russians are requiring registration for all Ukrainian Jews.
How seriously is the Jewish community in Donetsk taking these threats? Do they think that they are legitimate?
Well, not that seriously. I mean, you would imagine that the chief rabbi of Donetsk, if faced with this, if he felt genuinely concerned, would use the opportunity to express that concern. And he said, look, this smells of a provocation. It is, by all accounts, an isolated incident, one occasion. I know Ambassador Pyatt there just mentioned Mariupol, but he didn't specify quite whether there was a repeat of this sort of thing there or just generally an atmosphere of fear. And I have to say, when you talk to the pro-Russian protesters, there's a lot of prejudice there, homophobia, racism at times you hear, but you don't hear anti-Semitism very much. And the leader of the self-declared People's Donetsk Republic here, their chairman, who's allegedly the one who signed this poster put up outside the synagogue, he said to me, look, it's not my handwriting, it's not even the title I use for myself. They're trying, whoever put these posters up, are trying to cause a provocation to make us look bad, to heighten tensions between us and the Jewish community. We're all right with them. The chief rabbi said, we're okay with the protesters too. So all sides really trying to kind of calm this down. And, you know, bizarrely, actually it's the U.S. State Department focusing specifically on this allegation in a climate, Jake, which has been quite terrifyingly fraught with allegations of fascism. Both sides accusing the other of Nazi-esque behavior, the pro-Kiev lot saying Putin's annexing Crimea like Sudetenland in the 30s, and the pro-Russian saying that the far-right groups supporting Kiev are in fact fascists themselves, Jake.
Elise, this is a real hall of mirrors, and as you know well, covering the State Department, there are psyops, you know, somebody planting something, trying to make it look as though they put something out. Is there any reason to believe that Russia or pro-Russian forces were definitively behind this?
Not at all, Jake. And if you look at Russia, they have a very large Jewish community they're very close with, very close ties to Israel. And there's no indication that they persecute their Jews. And it seems like it could be a, you know, propaganda against Russia. But at the same time, the Russians are trying to say that, you know, they try to invoke this era, as Nick was saying, of fascism, as they try to make their persecution of the Russian-speaking Ukrainians on in Ukraine akin to kind of neo-Nazi and anti-Semitism. They're being persecuted, too. But it does show that even if you would argue that President Putin is behind all the mastermind of the chaos in eastern Ukraine, he doesn't have operational control over every separatist and every militant on the ground. So there's a lot of propaganda going back and forth, and it doesn't. There's no indication that he was involved in any way.
Up next, more on Russia and the Ukraine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the TRCS program.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
It's Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, which means it's the perfect time to find the instrument you've always wanted for a price that can't be beat. There's never been a better time to get an Epiphone acoustic or limited edition electric guitar for only $89. The Fostex headphones, list price $49, now for the insanely low price of $19. With these deals and hundreds more, it's time to start playing the instrument you've always wanted. Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, now through Sunday.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Continuing with our review of the top 10 hits in the world of talk radio for the week, Doug Steffen here, moving our way up the ladder of the top 10 talk topics, Russia and Ukraine number one. Here's host Jack Harris, Corey Dillon, Ted Webb, talking to Michelle Caruso Cabrera from CNBC about Vladimir Putin's press conference this week, which included live questions asked by Edward Snowden.
What's the story here about Vladimir Putin's news conference?
Yeah, he does one every year. It goes on for hours. It's a Q&A with Russians. Did 4 hours. And one of the people asking a question was Edward Snowden.
Was he there?
He wasn't there physically. There was some kind of Skype-like connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his question was, does Russia monitor all of the communications of its people? And by the way, when I went to Sochi for 3 weeks, we were told, listen, by Russian law, Russia has the right to examine everything in your phone, monitor your communications, everything. So Putin's response was, oh, no, we don't have the money or the technology to do that, nor would we do it based on our laws. Thank God that's prohibited.
did the crowd erupt in laughter? What was their reaction?
No. This is a very, very serious event with people who are clearly picked because they're not going to ask controversial questions.
Yeah, I guess all controversial questions are out. But that's interesting from Edward Snowden, and an interesting response. I mean, it at least shows that Putin recognizes that that's not a thing that government should be doing. Whether they're doing it or not is another issue.
Right, right. There's probably hypocrisy there because it's widely believed that he is doing it. Now, keep in mind, this is the same news conference. He also said, okay, it was true. I did have forces in Crimea, even though at the time I said we didn't. But I don't have forces in eastern Ukraine right now, even though from the observers on the ground, it's believed that there are Russian forces in eastern Ukraine.
Well, but at least, once again, at least he admits later that he did lie. And we're assuming then later on, after they take the eastern Ukraine, that he'll say, yep, I was lying again.
Yeah, he's got a pretty typical modus operandi, I think.
Here's host Barry Armstrong talking to Bloomberg Financial's Carol Matlack about Germany preparing to levy some pretty serious sanctions against Russia.
So far, it would appear that Germany's been pretty resistant to taking any sanctions against Russia. Is that in line with your thinking?
It was true until about a week ago, Barry, and it seems as if Angela Merkel has finally arrived at the conclusion that tough sanctions are going to be needed.
What is she going to do? What is the nature of the sanctions?
Well, she's already started with a couple of things. She's put a freeze on licensing new exports of military-type technology to Russia, mm-hmm. and she's also very significantly put a hold on a very large satellite technology deal, nearly $1 billion, that Russia was hoping to do with the Airbus group.
But that hurts Germany just as much as it hurts Russia, doesn't it?
Europe is by far Russia's biggest trading partner, and Germany is by far the biggest European trading partner. So if you stop Russian companies from doing business with German companies from doing business with Russia in any way, obviously it hurts the German companies.
How is Merkel's relationship with Putin? You know, President Obama has a very poor relationship with Vladimir Putin. Does Merkel have a better relationship with him?
Certainly, I would say better than Barack Obama does, but she has had a bit of an edge in that Germany and Russia have had fairly good relations in the post-Soviet era. Her predecessor, Gerhard Schroeder, had quite a good relationship with Putin. And remember, of course, that Putin spent much of his KGB career in former East Germany. He's a fluent German speaker. In fact, he and Chancellor Merkel speak German together. And so she has had very frequent contacts with him. We're told something on the more than once a week over since the Ukraine crisis really started to heat up at the end of February.
So what has Putin's response been to her? He doesn't seem to be backing off at all.
Well, no, he's not. And I think that is what has shaped her thinking. I think she was hopeful that perhaps perhaps any of the European leaders might be able to make some headway with him. But she has come to the conclusion that that has not happened, and it seems is not going to happen. And in particular, we're told that she was really shocked during the intervention in Crimea that he, according to her, lied during their phone calls. In particular, lied and said that there were no Russian troops in Crimea at a time when there actually were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, for her, it's a question of credibility. She's not someone who's quick to anger. She's a very logical person. But, once having determined that she can't rely on his word, it changes the situation.
Up next, we shift the focus to the Affordable Health Care Act and Tax Day. So next year, as you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Doug Steffen here with a continuation of the Countdown Show for this week. Every week, 52 weeks a year, we go through the countdown of the top 10 hits in the world of news talk, radio, and television. Number two on this week's countdown, Obamacare. Here's host Mike Rosen talking to somebody from the Center for Health Policy Studies about a Republican alternative to Obamacare.
Give us the overview of Bobby Jindal's blueprint, and then we'll talk about some of the details.
Well, I think certainly it's in sharp contrast from what we have today and what I think the American people are suffering through today, which is the Affordable Care Act. And I think it's very consistent with many of the conservative alternatives that have kind of been showcased over the past few months, and I would argue the past few decades. This is not a new issue for conservatives. Conservatives have been engaged in health care reform way back even before the Clinton, over the Clinton plan. So the Jindal plan in particular, I think, follows down the same path that many of the conservative alternatives have, which looks at how do we bring some better tax equity into the healthcare system, unlike this healthcare law, which actually creates winners and losers. You know, depending on what your income level is, what state you're in, where you work, employer you have, that is how your health insurance is determined under this healthcare law. And I think the Jindal plan, as well as many of the other conservative plans, really try to say, you know what, the government shouldn't be picking winners and losers. We need to find a more fairer and equitable way to help people buy health insurance that need that help. The second area is really looking to partner with the states, and that's something we also see consistently in a lot of the proposals that are out there that look at how do we work with the states. Many of the things are state-regulated. Insurance, insurance products are regulated traditionally at the state level. This healthcare law, unfortunately, kind of tries to one-size-fits-all at the federal level, micromanage what the states can do. So I think, again, with the Jindal plan, like the many other conservative plans, really kind of have a focus of how do we restore that proper relationship between the federal government and the state government in how we regulate and address issues on health insurance.
Tax Day number three on the Countdown Show. Here's host Joel Riley with CPA Joe Mastriano. They discuss why he, Mr. Mastriano, encouraged people to file an extension.
If I got people listening right now and they're sweating it because they're putting the finishing touches on their taxes, what are the key things they should be working on today to save themselves money?
The absolute thing people should be doing is getting a hold of
Form 4868, the personal tax extension, and filing that extension. Name of the game is not to be audited. They're expensive. You'll suddenly realize, what you're up against, that doing a tax return is not just filling out boxes and forms. They've got computer programs for that. Okay, it's understanding what the IRS accepts. So here's what you do. You file Form 4868, get that free extension, it takes you to October 15th.
Okay.
You file your return right before the 15th, like the 10th or 12th, and already they've selected about 90-something percent of returns for audit. But there's more to it. Around the end of August, beginning of September, the IRS makes available your wage and income transcript, they call it. And on there is the W-2s, 1099s, K-1s, 1098s, everything that third parties have filed on you at the IRS. Otherwise, you're flying blind. What you do is each of those numbers need to be included in your return separately, not combined. Otherwise, the matching program will pick it up and you'll get audited. So you've got to be crazy to file now because you don't have, you could make assumptions. Oh, I'm just a W-2. But, someone you did work for on the side in cash decided that they would get in trouble and they filed a 1099 on you and you didn't know about it.
Presidential race, the IRS, in the focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's keep reviewing. Stand by for the next item here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into our Talk Radio Review, the Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 18th of April. The top stories, people that are being discussed, all that good stuff. And at number four in the Countdown Focus, 2016 presidential politics. Here's host Jeff Tyson with Paul Bedard from the Washington Examiner. They discuss the potential GOP field of candidates.
Let's look at this. We do need a change in the White House. And now you got Ted Cruz out there and Rand Paul and Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
But Mike Huckabee is starting to rear his head again.
He really is. I mean, he's showing up in a lot of unusual places. I mean, his core has been the evangelical conservative base, and that's how he did so well, you know, in 2008. But he's trying to expand that a little bit more. And there's a new poll out in Iowa where he usually does pretty good that puts him on top at 11%, followed very closely by Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz. But it's another sign that Huckabee seems to be catching on, especially outside the Beltway. He's starting to catch on in Iowa. I think he'll do fairly well in South Carolina. He's traveling to a lot of these states. And, you know, we always have to talk about the Democratic side, right? Hillary Clinton continues to crush competition in Iowa. But you'll love this. Who's beating Joe Biden in Iowa? Undecided.
Wow.
So he can't even be undecided. So I think it's kind of over for poor Joe.
Yeah, I don't think he ever really had a shot. As far as Hillary goes, how do her numbers look compared to some of the Republicans?
She dominates, and when she's put up against in these polls against Republicans, she beats them by more than 50%. So I think Rand Paul gets close to 52 for her, 39 or so for him, and that's better than her husband did. Bill Clinton never won 50% of the vote. He was always in the high 40s.
Well, Mike Huckabee, obviously very strong in his faith and a big evangelical Christian.
Yes.
But as we talk about the Bible, it seems millennials are abandoning the Bible. I mean, is this going to help or hurt those that are in favor?
Well, it's hard to tell, but you're right. There's a new American Bible Study report out, which shows that 39% of millennials, and these are people 18 to 29, have never read the Good Book, versus 26% of the country. And in many areas, the study found that they believe less in the Bible. They think the Bible has less impact on their lives, and you know they're kind of shifting more. Well, I guess. Less from the Mike Huckabee kind of theory of life.
And that's not a good sign for this country. Paul, always good to check in with you. And that's scary about Hillary. Oh, my gosh. Is she really our next president? Come on, Republicans.
The IRS DOJ Tea Party connection, number 5 on the countdown. Here's host Jay Weber talking about the lackluster way the Department of Justice has investigated the IRS over claims they were targeting conservative groups.
So the Justice Department investigation into the IRS scandal was over long ago, really. They claim it's sort of ongoing, but the truth is it never started. Eric Holder just waited a few weeks. Then he claimed, yeah, we looked into it. Nothing really to see here. And we know this because not a single player in this drama has been interviewed by the FBI to this day. We've got hundreds of groups that say they were affected, but what, 30 or 40 Tea Party-type groups are suing over this? Not one of those representatives of those groups to this day has heard from the FBI, they say. And it was that fake investigation that gave Obama the confidence to claim that not a smidgen of corruption was found at the IRS. You remember that famous claim. Meanwhile, they stonewall Congress. And so it's been over a year. It's been over a year, and we just recently learned that Congressman Elijah Cummings, who sits on the congressional panel that is investigating this, was a player in the scandal. Lied about it repeatedly. Continues to. And we learned that Lois Lerner was working with the Federal Elections Commission to get these groups investigated. And we learned that she personally set the wheels in motion for her agents to deny Karl Rove's group, Crossroads, tax-exempt status. And we learned that she personally transferred big chunks of IRS files to her personal computer, her email account, and then transferred it back. That suggests she was the object of leaks to the media about these groups. So already this woman is guilty of sin. And still the mainstream media outlets largely ignore this story or claim that Darrell Issa is on some sort of witch hunt. Well, yesterday the release of more Lerner emails and yet another major revelation. She was in contact with Eric Holder's Department of Justice. She was urging Holder's people, or they were urging her, to prosecute these Tea Party groups as liars. They were investigating whether this would be one way to shut down the Tea Party groups. And there were emails going back and forth between her and Holder's people. You want to just Holder? Wait, no. This was a suggestion that, well, if they're lying about their tax-exempt status, can they be prosecuted criminally? They were just politicking. Newly uncovered emails show Lois Lerner was talking with the Justice Department about going after groups seeking tax-exempt status. This is days before she publicly acknowledged the agency was targeting Tea Party and other organizations. And I'll remind you, the targeting of Tea Party groups goes back to at least 2010, when this all started. But the scandal broke roughly last year at this time, in 2013. So these emails were about activity Lois Lerner was engaging in at this time last year, right before the scandal broke. And they prove that since the earliest attempts to block these right-wing organizations from forming and working against Obama and the Democrats, Lerner and the Democrats kept ratcheting up and ratcheting up the use of government agencies to score political points on their enemies.
Up next on the countdown, Kansas, Boston, and the NRA, all on the way here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money?
Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to harvestright.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's harvestright.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
It's Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, which means it's the perfect time to find the instrument you've always wanted for a price that can't be beat. There's never been a better time to get an Epiphone acoustic or limited edition electric guitar for only $89. The Fostex headphones, list price $49, now for the insanely low price of $19. With these deals and hundreds more, it's time to start playing the instrument you've always wanted. Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, now through Sunday.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't wanna know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Happy to have you along for our sometimes emotional ride. Some of these items are pretty emotional, pretty hot, pretty political. I'm Doug Steffen, the number six item on the countdown this week, the Kansas City neo-Nazi slayings. Here's host Charlie Parker talking to correspondent Jeff Manasso, who broke down what we know about last weekend's shooting in Kansas.
What do we know right now?
Well, police tell us that the 73-year-old suspect, who's got a history of racist and anti-Semitic activity, opened fire on the parking lot of a Jewish community center in Overland Park, a suburb of Kansas City, before going to a Jewish retirement home where he shot at more victims, and all three dead, a couple of others wounded. He was arrested, picked up a little bit later on a different location, and police say that they're charged. They're looking at this as a hate crime, which is to say that this suspect, Frazier Glenn Cross, a.k.a. Frazier Glenn Miller, was yelling some anti-Semitic things before being arrested. He killed two Christians, a grandfather and his grandson, at the first location.
All right, what do we know about it? You talked about his checkered past. What do we know? He's been arrested a couple of times, I believe.
Well, according to the Southern... The Southern Poverty Law Center, this guy has a checkered past when it comes to his criminal history and white supremacist movements. Apparently a white supremacist for most of his life. He founded the Carolina Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. He was the grand wizard of that group before being sued and kicked out for operating an illegal paramilitary organization and using intimidation tactics against others. That is what the Southern Poverty Law Center is saying at this point. We do know that he was wanted in the late 1980s for violating the terms of some sort of bond. He was a part of a nationwide manhunt before being found at another location with in a trailer park with others loaded down with guns and ammunition and grenades. So if this is true, this is a bad dude, and perhaps he skipped off their radar. It also makes you wonder how he got a gun.
How does hate crime add to it or take away from?
You know, Kansas, I don't know what Kansas's laws are, but it certainly would up any punishment that he would get, and perhaps make it cross into federal territory. The FBI is also involved. But either way, Charlie, he's looking at, if he's found guilty of these charges, the rest of his life in prison.
Boston Marathon bombing anniversary, number 7 on the countdown. Here's host Steve Courtney talking to ABC's Aaron Katursky. Katursky says, despite the somberness of the week's bombing anniversary, Boston's ready for Marathon Monday.
One thing is for sure, as we look forward to Monday's marathon there, Aaron, and as the year has unfolded, the resolve of the runners that participated a year ago has not diminished, and that is going to be something very, very special come Monday.
I think you're going to see the grit and strength of my hometown here on display, because there is a determination. You know, we were talking with one of the survivors, a woman named Heather Abbott. She had her left leg amputated below the knee, and she was fitted with a prosthesis. She actually has four of them, one to, you know, waterproof to take a shower, another for running, another for wearing high heels, and then another for wearing flat shoes. And she said she was determined not to let this moment define her, and she wanted to use the anniversary, I think, to elevate the status of her life beyond being a bombing victim. And she said she was determined to make sure she could run again, and she's going to run the last half mile of the marathon with the woman who helped drag her to safety after she was caught in the second blast. Just an unbelievable tribute.
Goosebumps, Aaron. That's all I can say. I thought it was very impressive the way this investigation went on in the days and weeks following. The Tsarnaev brothers, you know, were certainly found to be at the heart of this despicable act of cowardice. And there is actually a poll there, Aaron, that came out of this as far as the investigation went.
And it finds, according to the ABC News and the Washington Post, together we did this poll, that broadly, Americans praise the government's handling of the investigation into the Boston Marathon. And this is an unusual positive rating for government actions. I mean, really difficult to achieve lately. But strongly, and in a bipartisan fashion, you know, more than two-thirds of Americans approve of the way that the investigation was handled, and the praise for the FBI, for Boston Police, for the Massachusetts State Police. You'll remember, Steve, this entire city was paralyzed
right
when and people were told to stay indoors while the manhunt was underway from someone who was then known as the guy in the white hat,
mm-hmm,
turned out to be Zohar Tsarnaev, found later hiding in a boat.
Well, and those still photos, I remember those, out of a sea of humanity, Aaron, how the security was actually able to capture the Tsarnaev brothers prior to the blast. Absolutely astounding. Of course, the chase and the subsequent apprehension. But it was done very, very well. And we all came to know the term Boston Strong. And indeed, it will be that way come Monday, Aaron.
I think people are running in defiance of what happened, but also to prove that they are strong. Many of the people who didn't get to finish the race were invited back, so the field of runners is more than it's ever been, more than 30,000 runners, of course, with all the appropriate security measures. And though many of the wounded have healed, I think you're going to see a really large collection of the walking wounded, and to see how they're doing a year later is really something.
Number 8 item on the countdown show, Michael Bloomberg's plan to take on the NRA. Here's host Leland Conway talking about the former mayor of New York spending about $50 million of his own money to stand up to the NRA.
Where are my friends who say get the money out of politics right now when it's this guy coming forward with $50 million to go after your Second Amendment rights? I don't seem to hear anybody clamoring about this or that Supreme Court decision about getting money out of politics, because this guy's bringing $50 million of his own free speech and fortune to the pot. I have a problem with that. Secondly, I'm to the right of the NRA on guns, so I don't necessarily, I mean, I appreciate the NRA and I appreciate where they stand, but I don't necessarily formulate my opinion based on an NRA talking point sheet or whatever, you know, I don't, on an email from the NRA, because I'm to the right of the NRA on my Second Amendment right. I know why the Second Amendment was put in, and it wasn't for me to enjoy hunting sports. But get a load of this guy. It will be interesting. He's cobbling together several groups to try to go after the NRA directly. And I guess, you know, it's the thing about Bloomberg is that they cloak all of this in sort of, well, all we're after here is some common sense gun regulations. And this guy really just needs to get his nose out of people's business. But keep an eye on where that money goes, because now that he's not mayor anymore and he's a billionaire, he's got a lot of money to throw around. And again, I just say to my liberal friends on the left side of the aisle, where are all you guys not wanting the money to be in politics? Because, you know, it sure seems they're awfully quiet about this guy throwing $50 million in. Now all of a sudden you say his fortune is his free speech, because you agree with
him. Up next, Stephen Colbert and Major League Baseball. That's next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Doug Steffen, number 9 on the countdown this week. Stephen Colbert replacing David Letterman at CBS. Here's radio host Joe Galewski talking to pop culture analyst Bob Thompson about CBS making this a pretty controversial choice.
Why do you think CBS went this way, Bob?
Well, I don't know. Colbert is a big brand name. He's hot. He brings a young demographic, but practically all his fans know him almost exclusively as that character he plays on the Colbert Report, and that he also does on his online Colbert Nation. So the question is, are all those fans going to be able to get used to him coming and doing a show on CBS where he's not that guy?
Well, what about people who may not have cable, don't watch cable, who may be this morning saying, who is Stephen Colbert?
Well, yeah, then in that case, they're just going to be people who, like any other new comedy host, they're going to tune in to see whether they like him or not. And my guess is that in a year and a couple of months, and it's going to be over a year before this show starts, it's going to be one of these things where he gets a huge tryout for the first week or so, because there's going to be a lot of people who are fans who are going to be curious to see which Stephen Colbert is going to be is going to show up, and all these people who don't know him from cable who are going to want to find out what all the fuss is about.
Making fun of politics is one thing on what he does now, but interviewing celebrities, does that require a different talent?
Well, it doesn't. He's a pretty good interviewer. I mean, he does interviews, but he does them in that character. So it's going to be a big shift. But, you know, I have a feeling CBS already kind of did a tryout or two of this, because clearly they didn't just decide this in the week. I mean, Letterman announces April 3rd. A week later, they announce who the replacement is. My guess is that this has been in the works for quite some time, and my guess is that they probably did a couple mock-ups of what this thing might look or sound like. Otherwise, CBS was really taking an enormous chance.
The number 10 item of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, what's going on in baseball? Here's host Scott Sloan talking about this week's recognition of Jackie Robinson Day.
I would think it would be especially difficult for the announcers, Marty Brenham and Jim Kelch and others, at times to call the game, because everyone, as you know, if you saw it, was wearing number 42 in honor of Jackie Robinson. Across Major League Baseball, Jackie Robinson Day. And by now, I hope you have seen the movie 42, and it gives you a great appreciation for what Jackie Robinson had to go through to integrate baseball back in 1947. And everything leading to that, everything past that, it was an amazing story being told, and I think it is, history serves pretty accurate too as well. And to some degree, just a few days ago, of course, Henry Aaron tying, then subsequently breaking the Babe's record too, to a degree also what he had to go through in a more modern area, what was that, 1974. And of course, all the hateful epithets and all of the stuff that we thought we passed with Jackie Robinson came back up in 74 with Hank Aaron. And dark days for America, certainly indeed, and a sad chapter of American history. But nonetheless, it got done. So in baseball, we're all on number 42, regardless of your ethnicity, team, whatever, anyone's 42. It's a tribute to Jackie Robinson Day. And you do have to applaud Major League Baseball, Reds Community Fund, Charlie Frank, and others for what Bud Selig, and I think Bud Selig is not a very good baseball commissioner, but one of the things he did right was trying to get something started called the Urban Youth Initiative, which means getting baseball back in the inner cities. Here's where you stop. You go, okay, well, it's good. You know, we're doing the academy in Norwood. We're doing all this great work for the community to try and get young people back in the game of baseball. But the reality is, still a lot of work to do, because I'm thinking about, okay, well, you've got an African-American kid, inner city, wants to go to a ball game. And because of the prices commanded, the market has now basically priced out that kid from ever going to a Major League Baseball game. Because even sitting in the bleachers where it's $5 or $10 and concessions and getting there and all that stuff, you're still talking a good $20 or $30 they may not have. So money, to me, the biggest reason why it's difficult to get kids involved in baseball, just from a viewing standpoint, a fan standpoint.
So let's go through our review, who and what and where and how. Russia and the Ukraine, most talked about item this week, World of News Talk Radio. We'll start at number 10 and go to number 1 just so that you have a review. Number 10, Major League Baseball things that are going on this past week. Stephen Colbert replacing David Letterman at CBS, number 9. Michael Bloomberg versus the NRA, number 8. Boston Marathon next week and the bombing a year ago, number 7. The Kansas City neo-Nazi killer, number 6, IRS and Department of Justice Tea Party connection, and the lack of any effective investigation of the IRS, number 5, presidential race, number 4, tax day, number 3, Obamacare, number 2, and Russia and the Ukraine, number 1, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.